Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I know I promised you the loyal listeners of the show, if you're new, you don't know what I'm talking about, but you will in a couple seconds. I promised you that I would get new equipment, and I'm still working on that. I've had some complications, but, you know, I'm actually at one of my best friend's bachelor party right now. It's the middle of the night because we've been having fun all day. It's been awesome, actually, but you know what's interesting to me is the more I've, you know, and this isn't the first bachelor party I've gone to, this isn't the first time I've seen a friend of mine or acquaintance get married, and it's interesting to me how much different religious, like really religious, almost zealot level people, how they respond to marriage versus how more secular people do. And so that's why today we're going to be discussing the born-again Christian phenomenon, or the women who are, I'll pick on the Christians especially, because that's what I grew up with. That's what I've been mostly exposed to. And how they repackage themselves for the men, knowing that they'll take the deal. And this is in no way to disrespect people who choose to take this path. What you do is your business. But I'm going to tell you the real. And I know if you're married, if you're a Christian, you're probably not going to like what I have to say. Because at the end of the day, it's going to hit a chord in your soul. Because you're going to know there's some semblance of truth there, more than you're willing to admit. And the gentlemen who listen to this show religiously, they know what I'm talking about. They've been divorced. They've encountered these women. Not just talking about skeezers and sluts and the women you would expect this type of behavior from. No, we're talking about the, quote, good girls who still let Pookie hit raw, who still go out there and were some other dude's complete nympho, but now she's rationing it out to you, pretending to meet a good girl because she wants to cash her chips out like you do at the casino. Or she wants to something different because she's used to Pookie, Tyrone, Chad, the guys who are exciting and edgy, but they're not consistent. They don't give her that sense of security. And that's what we're going to talk about, women repackaging their so-called born-again virginity. A lot of women are doing this. The whole social media movement, actually. It's just a lot more under the surface. Because a lot of people like to look at Ice Spice, Sexy Red, you know, all these absolute skeezer sluts, right? But what they don't focus on are the women in church. The ones who wear a sundress on Sunday and wear the white girl or black girl or Asian girl or Hispanic girl outfit at the club the night before. On Friday night, they're out there shaking their ass at the club. And on Sunday, they're in a sundress on their knees to Jesus. They were on their knees for Chad on Friday, but now they're on their knees for God on Sunday. Now, let's get one thing straight. I am not telling you I am some pinnacle of holiness and I've never sinned. No. What I am telling you is a lot of men are too much of an absolute quisling, a weak piece of garbage. They won't call this out. Especially pastors. They will not call this out. Why, you ask? Well, because a lot of the women in their congregation fit that bill, and statistically, they outnumber the men. The men are outnumbered in the church today. Why? Because a lot of women will come into that church at 25, at 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, looking for this good man who's been grinding, who's a good guy, who's not had a lot of sexual experience. They sucker that guy in by playing the role that they learn about through reading scripture, listening to Christian podcasts, listening to pastors. They figure out what role they need to play. And even they might even want to try it. But a lizard can molt its skin. A snake can mold its skin, but it's still a snake. Now, gentlemen, let's get one thing clear. I know a lot of you want a good girl. You want a good woman. You want to be married. Because at the end of the day, a lot of men still want this. Even though they know that the marriage laws are no good. Even though they know that feminism is downloaded into every woman, I don't care whether it's your grandma, your mother, your sister, your girlfriend, your just friend, I don't care who it is. It's all there. The downloading is there. And if you doubt me, I encourage you to go and say something about Andrew Tate. Say something about the Manosphere. Say something about the marriage laws. I can guarantee, say something about Donald Trump. I can guarantee you they will glitch and they will start to talk about the feminist programming that they have that maybe they're not even aware of. But they have it. Oh, yes. And my friends, I don't care if you, this is the Christian girl with the glasses from your congregation, or the girl at the library, or the girl you met overseas in the Philippines. I don't care who it is. They have some level of this ideation. All you gotta do is read the book of Genesis. All you gotta do is look at the fact that God himself in the book of Genesis in the Torah says to Eve, your desire will be for your husband's position and he will rule over you. They always want to check your authority. They want to shit test you. They want to test you. My friends, let me tell you a story. If you don't believe me, I'll tell you a story. I will not mention names because that's, to me, unfair. And potentially a lawsuit. But more unfair. But there's a girl that I've known for a long time. She's a blonde girl. She's good looking by every matrix that's, you know, normal. And she says she's Christian. She says she's looking for a good guy, but yet she loves to go to the bar. She loves the chase. She loves to have orbiters. And these dudes will be like, oh, but I thought she's looking for a good guy. But I'm a good guy. Gentlemen, just because a woman was raised in a two-parent household, she went, got a good education, she went to church, she went to youth group, does not mean that she's immune to liking Pookie. Does not mean that she's immune to feminist programming. It doesn't mean she doesn't have a past, because they all have a past. And the one that they don't want you to know about, because when you know about it, you're liable to call them out for it, and they don't like that. No. They don't want you to call them out for their past. Gentlemen, women will never talk about their past, almost without exception, unless you ask them. And even then, they're going to try every excuse possible to lie, manipulate, gaslight, and find a way for you to not figure it out. Now, does this mean you should get mad? No. Does this mean you should be sad? No. What does this mean? Well, it means that even if they were grown up in the church or they're a born-again woman, it doesn't matter because they all have a past. And you have two options. One, you get over that and you marry them anyway. Or two, you say, F this noise, hard pass. I'm not going to participate in a system that is designed to exploit me, that is designed to extract resources from me, that is designed to make me beta and subservient to my wife, because then she can divorce me, take my stuff, take my kids, ruin my life, if she wants to do so. And they will believe her because she's perceived to be weak. She's perceived to be vulnerable when she is the apex predator, not you. My friends, I know a lot of you know this, so I don't need to get excited, but this is something that so many people overlook. So many people say, oh, you know what, you know, just pick the right one and everything will work out for you. Just believe in people. Believe in love. Believe in connection. Believe in the possibility of finding the chosen one that will complete your soul and be your other half. The reason I bleed like that is because it's so sheep-minded. It's so stupid. I can't take this anymore. It's so stupid to me. I want so bad to bring up examples of my friends, but some of them might listen to the show and they're going to get the wrong idea. They're going to think I don't like them or their girlfriend or their wife. No, I don't like the fact that the society, the church, the entertainment industry, everybody except for me and a couple other content creators on this side of the internet have the guts to call out this garbage. Have the guts to tell them they're being exploited. They are signing up to be a pack mule at best and a sacrificial sacrifice at worst. But nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear, just believe in the Bible enough. Just have a relationship with God enough. Just go to church enough. Just pray enough. And everything's going to work out for you. Just get a prenup and everything's going to work out for you. My friends, there are no guarantees in this life other than one simple thing, unless you're a psychotic. You will always put your own self-interest first. So when you look at a girl and you go to church, or you go to a private school, or you go to a Christian club, or a Buddhist club, or a Hindu club, or a Muslim club, or whatever, do not assume that because they act innocent, because they act like this version that you like now, does not mean they've always done that, number one. And even if they have, it does not mean they didn't have a phase where she was a sexual freak for a guy she actually was attracted to. Gentlemen, I know a lot of you know this, but I'm going to reiterate it anyway. If a woman makes you jump through hoops to get intimacy from her, she does not like you. She wants to exploit you. So when we talk about this whole born-again Christian thing, or born-again Muslim, or whatever it is, do not fall for this rubbish about, oh, I'm changed, oh, I'm different, oh, I'm pure. No. No, you're not. You're like a recovering drug addict, one hit away from going back to that life. Except this time, you're dragging me with you. You want me to foot the bill. You want me to be Captain Save-A-Ho and fix you. No. Gentlemen, we as men are, if you're a guy who's got it all together, you've been really careful, you've been stacking your bread, you've been doing your own thing and tending your own garden, you are very susceptible to toxic women. Just as toxic women, like toxic men, or innocent girls like Pookie, you as a guy are not immune to this. In fact, a lot of you guys like girls with tattoos, or you did in the past, and you found out that it was a complete dumpster fire and a train wreck, but you had to go down that track to find out that you should never sail your ship in a place where many others have sank. But, unfortunately, a lot of people, we gotta learn it the hard way. We don't learn from the mistakes of others all too often because we think we're different. We think we're the exception. We never walk in saying, oh, hi, I'm a statistic and I know this is going to fail. No, nobody does that. My friends, I think it's important that we understand we exploit and we avoid being exploited by highlighting this putrid rubbish that Christian women, Muslim women, Hindu women, Jewish women, whoever, that they, because they wear the garb, because they say that they're holy, because they go to church, they go to youth group, they go to Bible study, that they are somehow immune to natural hypergamy. They're immune to nature. They're immune to everything we discuss on this show. And the answer is no, they are not. No, they're not. Now, does this mean that it's impossible for them to choose to be with you? No, of course it's not impossible. But, big but here, it's not going to be free, and it could cost you everything. And are you willing to pay that price for a depreciating asset? Make no mistake about it. They are a depreciating asset. That is not meant to degrade them. It is meant to describe them, because that is an objective fact. Men tend to age like wine. Women tend to age like milk. This is an unavoidable fact that a lot of women absolutely hate. And so instead of trying to tell me where I'm scientifically mistaken, they will tell you that you are a misogynist. They will tell you you are no good. You're a bad man. You don't make them feel good. It's not my job to make anybody feel good. It is my job to spread and pursue the truth, as should be yours, in my opinion. But my friends, I think I've said enough about this for now. My voice is kind of starting to go. I can feel it. But my friends, this is very important to me because I grew up with these people. I grew up around these fakers, these liars, these frauds who pretended like they were so much holier than all the other, oh, I'm not like those girls. No, I'm not a skeezer. I'm not a slut. I'm not a hoe. No, I'm not like them. Meanwhile, they do the same thing, but just in a different way. In the same way that some dudes use God to try to pick up chicks, women will use religion as a shield against prejudgments of what they used to do, against accountability for for past actions. We must not ever let them get away with this. We must call this out, or you risk being the next victim whose claws they sink into for financial security. For as Esther Villar famously said in her book, The Manipulated Man, for what but money can bind a woman to a man? My friends, I'll leave it at that for tonight. If you have anything you want to add, I encourage you to do so. You want to tell your story about how I'm right or wrong? Please, I invite you to do it. I will heart the comment. I will like the comment. I might even pin the comment. Why? Because this needs to be told. A lot of men, even in this space, are too afraid to say this because they're afraid to lose their audience. They're afraid that, oh, I can't say there are no good women out there. There are just women who live on a spectrum. There are no just good or just bad. There are some women you meet that the last guy knew her as the freak-a-leak who was doing double backflips on his Johnson paws. But you met her in church and she says that she's holy and she's rededicated her life to God. And you think you're getting a smoking deal, but you are not. My friends, be aware of this. Or lest you ignore me at your own risk. Ignore us at your own risk. Because you are allowing yourself to be exploited. My friends, you wouldn't walk down a dark, dangerous alley at night, would you? No, of course not, because you know you're going to get mugged, most likely. So why would you walk into a relationship with a woman who's over the age of 18, thinking that she's some saint who's been untouched? No, my friends. No, my friends, this is untrue. My friends, take care of yourselves, think for yourself. Like I said, I encourage you to tell your story. If you feel so convicted, please do. I will not let it go unseen. I read every comment. Why? Because I care about what you have to say. In the meantime, my friends, let me know what you have to say. Let me know any advice you'd give to my friend who's about to get married. As an ex-married guy, or as a married guy, please let me know advice that I should give him. As a perspective that you hold, I cannot have from a personal experience standpoint. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. I'll keep you guys updated for those of you who care. I'll keep you updated. I should get the new equipment coming in tomorrow, but I won't be back in my home studio till Monday, at which point I will hook everything up. Everything should be in place, and then we will run a show that will be unlike anything before with the best quality you've ever seen. So until then, look forward to it. Let me know what you have to say. I'm out of here. Peace.